Hey everybody, Mark here. Yeah, this one's pretty random, I know, but this sidetrack is about psychics. This comes from our conversation about the Dionne Warwick tune, I Say a Little Prayer, and actually it came up organically in that conversation. If you know, you know. By the way, go check out that episode. But yeah, we just chat for a bit about, we talk a bit about our take on the whole idea of psychics and things related to that, and of course how that relates to psychology, and thought it might be fun to leave in. Oh, and early on, there's an 80s Ghostbusters reference, so go get your Gen X and Elder Millennial ID cards ready. I want to talk about rhythm in this song.
Okay.
But before we do that, I'm going to yield the floor. I just ranted a lot about those two songwriters.
Great.
And a prolific vocalist. What are you thinking?
I'm really stuck on, you know, you said you know Dionne Warwick from We Are the World. I really know Dionne Warwick mostly as an 80s baby of her psychic commercials for like the phone a psychic line.
Was she like spokesperson or was she a psychic?
She was like the spokesperson.
Okay.
And don't confuse her with Miss Cleo, who was a whole different thing. But
she's
it was
like an actual psychic. Right.
Allegedly. She was a con artist, but like yes. She branded herself as a psychic,
sure.
Right? But it was really just a multi-level marketing / pyramid scheme. That's a whole other conversation. But Dionne Warwick was like the celebrity endorser of this like psychic network that you could call this 800 number and like talk to a psychic for guidance. So I'm really interested in that motif for her. She seems to me as a very like kind of mystical person, but maybe I'm just projecting. And then this whole thing of, you know, do things, are there coincidences, you know, in her life? It's very interesting to me. So my question for you, Mark, all this to say, do you believe in psychics?
Do I believe that psychics have real powers?
Yeah.
I do not.
No.
I do not. I have some friends who would take issue with me for saying
sure,
that.
Sure, yeah.
I'm too evidence-based, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that to be dismissive of people who do believe in psychics, but show me.
Sure.
Right. Show me, prove it. You know, maybe it's my first memory or whatever is that first scene of Ghost, one of the first scenes in Ghostbusters where Peter Venkman is doing the ESP test and
yes.
He's like giving the answers or he's like lying to make the young woman look good and shocking her boyfriend who's always wrong and stuff like that. Like,
yes.
I just grew up associating it with charlatans and Peter Venkman, who I like, but not the most reputable of the Ghostbusters. Let's be clear.
No, he's actually probably the least reputable.
Definitely.
If we're being honest.
He's just the most charismatic.
And charisma takes you further.
It does.
Than smarts. We know this. Emotional intelligence goes a long way. But it's about psychics. Have you ever been to a medium or a psychic or like a tarot reader or anything
so
like that personally?
A friend of mine, shout out to my friend who learned how to read tarot cards.
Mm-hmm.
She did a reading of us and I found it, this was pretty recently actually. I think she believes it in some dimension. I'm not saying she's full on like...
Sure.
Full on mystical, but she feels strongly about it and she does it as a side hustle and stuff like that. But I found it an extremely good conversation starter.
Yeah.
I found it an extremely good way to connect emotionally with a friend and my wife who was having, we were having our reading at the same time, but I didn't believe, we talked a long time ago about signs
sure.
When we talked about Ace of Base. Oh my gosh, that's episode 2, I'm pretty sure. And how... They're real in the sense that if you give it meaning, it's real.
Yeah.
If I see something and it inspires me to do something, it becomes real, even if it's not coming from a supernatural force. In the same way that my experience with the tarot reading was allowing me to examine my current life situation in a new way I hadn't thought of.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, it had value.
Which is great.
That doesn't mean that there was actually, that I believe that a cosmic force was causing it.
Is it like a causal correlation, just a correlation or whatever?
Exactly. So,
yeah.
So I have not had my palm read or gone to a real psychic, real in quotes, sort
yeah.
of like a paid psychic. Just the tarot reading is
I've gone to paid psychics before.
Yeah.
I've had mediums like read me before. I've always felt disappointed. I've always felt jaded and swindled a little bit. And other people, I have close friends that have had very profound experiences and I honor their experiences and they're very validating. But for me, I just haven't really ever had that. The more I learn about psychology, the more suspicious I am about psychics. because it, the more you know about how to read people, and that's what psychology is the study of humans and predicting their behavior based on previous experience and learning the tells of their body language and learning social cues.
And patterns across
other humans. There is a science behind that. Like, I could dress like a witch or a mystic.
Yeah.
And show up with a crystal ball and show up with tarot cards and perform for you as a psychic. But really, I'm just picking up on your social cues and your affirmation and leaning into the little hints you give me to create a narrative about your life that you're going to use this like confirmation bias to validate.
Which, right? In some cases, could be helpful socially and psychologically for that person.
And that's what therapy is, by the way, is like you go to therapy and you provide clues of your life and then your therapist validates your opinions or offers you insight into your pre-existing ideas, right? I feel like being a therapist and being a psychic aren't, the only thing different is the costume, because I feel like they're very
similar. And whether insurance will pay for it.
And whether insurance will pay for it.
I think a psychic, you know, 300 years ago, whatever, would be, or a seer or a mystic or a palm reader or whatever, soothsayer, was occupying, in the pre-modern world at least, the same social role that a counselor would eventually, or for some people, a priest, right?
For some people, a priest.
And like, you could go to a priest for marital advice or whatever with your partner, let's say, and whether that person, that priest, is like consulting with a deity to give you advice or just as a person whose role it is to counsel this community, has learned a heck of a lot and gathered a lot of wisdom and will share it with you. So, I mean,
Wicca is the oldest religion. I mean, to be a witch is a religion.
Isn't Wicca
to be
like
pagan
a
is
1960s
a
like recreation of?
Well, of pagan, and the Wiccans and the pagans are, I mean, they've been around forever. I mean,
pagan, just like polytheistic religions. Yeah, of course. Going
back
thousands of years.
Like,
but
you know, why it's just really interesting that this idea of psychic is kind of brought, especially in the 80s.
Right.
And that's when it kind of came up as this like new age mysticism. But really, it's been around for a very, very long time.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
And I would like to add, like, I know I'm probably sounding really critical of new age stuff right now, but I'll tell you, I have crystals in my pocket right now. Like, I'm actually very into that.
Meth, really?
No, I mean,
the funny thing is when you asked me about psychic, like, I was actually wondering if you were going to tell me that you're full in, you know?
No, I'm psychic curious. I'm curious.
Because I say that to mean like that's your personality is such that I would believe it if you.
No,
I think it makes a lot of sense. Like the more, you know, my brother's a scientist. He's unlikely to be a flat earther, right?
Right.
Like, and I'm not saying psychics and flat earthers are the same, but there's a certain, when you're in a certain field long enough, you like kind of learn enough to recognize.
Well, there's
things.
Also this other subset of psychology called, people call themselves mentalists. Like there's a guy, Darren Brown, who's a really talented mentalist. And you would think he was a psychic based on what he's doing, but he's not. He's just looking at very distinct cues that you're giving. And from that can pinpoint where you're from, what your intentions are, what your goals are, just by how you stand and how you talk. He can implant ideas into your head by the cues he shows you around in subliminal messaging.
So it's like the same end result, but acknowledging a different source of that skill, so to speak. Mm-hmm. It's like a learned behavior instead of communing with the spirits or, you know, tarot, which is like, I don't know what it is, but like the universe or whatever, the stars are telling us something.
And I do think that there, yes, you're right. And I do think that there are people that do have like more intuition than other people and a higher social intelligence than other people that is quantified as intuition for them. Because I'm thinking of the mediums I've been to, and they do have a mystical quality. They do have a great energy about them and a good aura about them, and they're nice to, they feel cozy to be around. And I think that that's something is a gift that some people have and not everybody. And also you can learn from experience and learn how to read people. And that's what psychology is the study of, essentially.
I think, yeah, you learning a lot about psychology just lets you realize, well, these are people that learned a lot about psychology. And then they have power over other people.
But
and
they might not be thinking of it in that context.
And I think someone who's a tarot reader or whatever and has a business and is, or like my friend, I'll get hired for a corporate retreat to come in. I think that's fine. Like if you instruct somebody, it's when you're like swindling people. Or I mean, some people would say that is swindling people, but you're providing a service that they're asking for.
Yeah.
But there are scam artists out there that are doing a lot more damage.
It's
I think,
kind of like, you know, if you're a corporation and you hire a tarot reader to come to your retreat, you're doing it not because you validate and honor that profession. You're doing it as a sideshow.
Because it's like fun or whatever.
Because it's like fun to, it's a little sideshow act. And that environment, if you showed up as a tarot reader or corporate retreat in like a power suit and a briefcase, they're going to be like, get this girl out of here.
Tarot reader from Southeastern Europe or something.
Right. You better put patchouli on because that's what they're paying for.
Yeah.
Right.
That's really interesting. So yeah, it's an act, right? And I think that's true, whether it's psychics or faith healers or all of these sort of things that are sort of come from the magical past, but are still existing in our society now. Mm. It's like a lot of it is because of the trappings, the performance that make it meaningful for people and make it feel real for people.
And to bring it back to the song, you know, it's going to be a stretch, but for one thing, I'll say, I don't think, even if I believe in psychics, I do not think you can give psychic readings over the phone at an 800 number, just for the record. I think that they were for sure exploiting people in the 80s with Dionne Warwick and her call to like call this 800 number.
Nevermind the Music is hosted by Nicole Vatcher and me, Mark Papany. I also produce. Please be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating and a review.
And let us know what you think on social media. We're Never Music Pod on all major platforms. You can also send us an email at nevermusicpod@gmail.com. Every so often, we'll do a mailbag episode where we answer all your burning questions, so please send them in. Thanks for listening.